What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. The history the government hopes you never learn. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show, hour number two. The phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. And let's start with Peter in Los Angeles. Hello, Peter. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind today?
Well, hey, Mike. I think that astronomy is the world's oldest science, and I'm excited by it, too. But I'd like to talk about the world's oldest profession. I'm not talking about prostitution. I'm talking about politicians, which I consider the same thing, which is the Flynn thing, the whole thing on Obama and Flynn, Mike. And my premise is this. I knew that, and you knew, too, that Obama was corrupt from day one. A guy named Wesco had bought his house. Wesco, you know, he never bought his house in Chicago. It was paid for some corrupt guy that went to jail, as a matter of fact. Paid his taxes, bought the lot next door for him. You know, we know he did Fast and Furious. We know he was, I assume that he was heavily involved, and this is what I think, he was heavily involved in the Clinton Foundation. The very fact that he appointed Hillary Clinton, and Joe Biden for that matter, and Comey, and Brennan, and Clapper, you know, all those guys were Obama's appointees. And all of them are utterly corrupt, Mike. So it's my assertion here on why this happened to Flynn, because it's starting to be asked why. Because certainly it would have taken Obama to make all this happen. I think it's because, hey, he was so corrupt in the Clinton Foundation and the Ukrainian, you know, all the corruption going on in the Ukraine and Biden's kid and God knows what else, and Ukraine, Uranium Gate, just to name a few, along with Fast and Furious, and he became paranoid about it, and that's when I think he started to really weaponize the intelligence agencies and do the surveillance, illegal FISA stuff, and all the stuff that we know was going on under his watch, under his appointees. You know, that happened with Bernie Sanders, happened with Trump, and all this stuff is going on. Then we have the people that were prosecuting this. So he needed to have, when it became a possibility that Trump would win, and he could be impeached 10 times over for what he did with the Intelligence Committee in the electoral process, let alone everything else. But they had to do something to demonize the Russians to make it look like, the agencies were four square behind him and they were doing God's work and so on and so forth, the intelligence agencies. But at any rate, so he doubled down on all that, and they were willing to create a Cold War about it, a new Cold War, or even possibly worse. They were willing to submarine the work of the United States government and the good of the people for the next 4 years, which they did with Russiagate, on completely ginned up, specious claims. And by the way, when they knew that they knew the FBI, we now know just in the last week with the papers that they knew that the Israel was interfering. They had documentary proof of it. That just came out within the last week or two. And of course, they totally ignored that. Who ignored that? Well, Schiff, Schumer, Nadler, Rosenstein, Strzok, Pelosi, all those people totally ignored what really was happening to cover up the corruption which they were involved with. And Obama should be under a jail. He really should be under a jail. I'm glad to see that Schiff is panicking. I'm hoping Obama, and I'm reading things that he's panicking too. I don't know why. I don't think there'll be any justice in this, but. What do you think about that?
Well, I think the reason they're panicking is because they're realizing that we're getting close to the point where somebody's going to make a deal, because everybody understands the first person to make a deal gets the best deal, and the last people in aren't going to get anything. And so they've got to be thinking, you know, is this person going to talk? Is that person going to talk? We may even see some wet work before this is all done.
how about Mike, my premise that this was done to cover up his own corruption and the weaponization? And by the way, when he weaponizes the FBI and the CIA and all the other things that they did to spy on people in the electoral process, they also corrupted them. So they brought them, they had to come along with him in order for the institutions to go on. But what do you think of that theory?
Well, we know that there's something about that Clinton Foundation that nobody wants to talk about. We know that it really doesn't qualify as a 501c3 because of how little they actually donated to charity. And it appears to have been a gigantic slush fund, and probably everybody was using it for tax avoidance or who knows what all else, but there's definitely something there. And yeah, everybody inside the Beltway was dipping into it. That's one idea. The other one we talked about, I think just yesterday, is they were concerned that Michael Flynn would work to undo some of Obama's policies and that Obama didn't want that to happen. But I think I like your theory. Your theory explains the panic a lot better than simple concern that policies would be changed.
Oh, yeah. And he would get the acquiescence of the intelligence agencies to go along with this to make up the Steele dossier and to get all these ridiculous warrants, because he had already corrupted them by bringing them into the electoral process. So they had to go along with it. They were not only covering up the corruption of Biden and Clinton and Obama, but they were covering up their own corruption and going along with that.
Yes.
So
I agree. I agree.
But, I mean, you know, look up Obama and Mark Resgo. The guy never bought his home. The guy went to jail who bought it. The guy was a fixer in Chicago. Obama's been a corrupt piece of crap from day one. So, anyways, that's my two cents, Mike. And have a great day, guy.
All right. Thanks an awful lot. We're going to switch over to Jim in Illinois. Hello, Jim. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hello, Michael. You know, Michael Flynn, he's not completely out of the woods as yet, because Judge Sullivan, he still can sentence him.
Well, he still has to deal with that motion about allowing Flynn to withdraw his guilty plea.
Well, this is true. You know, what I was thinking, the only thing that could happen, Judge Sullivan will sentence him, and then the judge will say, well, I'll take it to the appellate court.
I think if the judge moves ahead, I mean, first of all, the Department of Justice has dropped the case.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So what you've got is a man who pled guilty to a case that no longer exists. But if the judge were to sentence him, Trump has already indicated there'll be a pardon.
Well, okay.
As far as Trump is concerned, and I agree with him, Flynn is exonerated at this point. And he's clearly the victim in this machination to entrap him, to basically turn him, which partly succeeded. He became very cooperative with the Mueller investigation because they were holding a long prison sentence over his head. But I think at this point he needs to think about getting some new lawyers and going after these people who basically ruined his life.
Okay, then answer this question. Why don't Michael Flynn lie to Vice President Michael Pence?
We're not sure that he actually did. We know that he confessed to it, that he pled guilty. But the question has always been, as you know, an incoming national security advisor, was it really inappropriate for him to be talking with the Russian ambassador?
Uh-huh. But are you looking at the fact that Michael Pence was not happy that Flynn was lying to him?
Okay, what was the nature of the lie that Flynn told?
His association with the Russian ambassador and also the his association with the president of Turkey.
Okay, well, lying is so common in Washington, D.C. I think
right.
They made a really big deal out of it.
Uh-huh.
But again, I'm not sure to what extent it really was a lie versus an attempt to manufacture that illusion. I mean, if you look at the notes coming out of Peter Strzok, they were saying they were trying to maneuver Flynn into saying something that could be construed as a lie. And so at this point, not really being knowledgeable as to what exactly was being said, it's kind of hard to simply say that, yes, Flynn lied or no, he didn't lie. We do know that he pled guilty for lying, but we now understand that that guilty plea was coerced, and he's trying to retract it now.
Well, also, they stated he might have lied to protect his son. Did you hear that?
No, I had not heard that.
Yeah, because his son was doing some business, illegal business in Turkey, and the FBI was looking at him, and Michael Flynn stated, you know, to protect my son, I'll just take a guilty plea.
Okay.
Yeah, and that's something to look at. Yeah, and I can understand a father trying to protect his son.
I can, too.
Yeah.
I can,
okay,
too.
Mike, I'm going to let you go. Take care.
All right, thanks an awful lot. We're going to go to Jim in New York. Hello, Jim. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Oh, hi, Mike. I have two short thoughts. I think looks like Trump is playing good cop, bad cop. Trump's the good cop, and Fauci is the bad cop. You know, Trump could fire him today, but he doesn't.
Yes.
He doesn't, which to me tells me Trump's in on the game. He's part of it, and he's just controlled opposition. You know, another thought I had is I think it was Michigan or Ohio. These guys going to the state capitals with AR-15s. Did you see that?
Yeah, I did, and I'm wondering how many are agent provocateurs.
That's
because
exactly,
it's not helping their cause. Yeah.
That's exactly what I was going to say. Anyone, if you're walking in a city area, city limits with the AR, you're a federal agent, or you were given the okay by either the state or the federal government. And you know what's funny? I think these guys, the same guys who these Patriot militia guys, they have masks on, so you can't see who they are. Does that remind you of someone? Antifa.
Yeah.
They could be the same guys, federal agents, who a year ago were dressed up as Antifa, and now they're dressed up as these militia-type guys because we can't see them. Their faces are covered. But any time you see someone walking down a street in a city limits with an AR, there's no doubt they're a federal agent or a federal asset. There's no question. No one ever. And the police don't question them. The police,
yeah,
you know, they don't have to confront them. They could just pull over and say, hey, what's going on, guys? What's with the guns? They don't, which means they're obviously federal agents. But that's all the point I wanted to make. And you have a great show, Mike, and have a good day.
Thanks an awful lot. We're going to switch over to Dan in Texas. Hello, Dan. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind today?
Hey, Mike. Boy, what a conversation. And for, I believe it was Peter in Los Angeles, that was a heck of a lot more than 2 cents worth. That was quite a commentary. But then quickly, a certain fellow from New Jersey likes to call and push the face mask agenda. I happened
yes.
to be listening to Jeffrey Bennett last night, and he put me on to a real good article on why face masks don't work, a revealing review. And it's available on YouTube right now, but if YouTube should put it down the memory hole, it's also available on Dr. Kelly, K-E-L-L-E-Y, .info. And anyway, maybe Paul should read that article, and perhaps he'll quit pushing this face mask agenda. and calling me irresponsible for not wanting to wear one. Now, another thing I wanted to mention to you, Mike, is I Googled in a search today, and what I Googled, the search phrases I put in there were social distancing or surveillance tracking. Which is it? And man, the number of articles that were available on the police state they are setting up. It just blew my, well, it didn't blow my mind because I've known this is what the corona bull crap was all about to begin with. The new normal is going to be an Orwellian nightmare. And I don't know if you've ever looked into that, but one day you might want to search that, social distancing or surveillance tracking, which is it? Those articles were just incredible in what they were saying about the police state that's being set up.
Yeah. Everybody's using coronavirus to push whatever their agenda is, and one of those agendas is increased surveillance, monitoring. Apparently, there's all kinds of new apps for smartphones to track people where they're going. And unfortunately, they've already hit some snags because one of the ones that was supposed to warn you when somebody with coronavirus was near you, it turns out it was responding to non-phone Bluetooth devices as well. So as usual, these things are getting rushed out into distribution without being fully tested yet.
All right. Thank you, Matt.
All right. Thank you. We're going to switch over to Joe in Houston. Hello, Joe. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind today?
Well, first, I'd like to just congratulate General Flynn. And I want to thank Mike Rogers, Admiral Mike Rogers, because he basically saved Trump's presidency, letting Trump know that they were listening to him. The intelligence agencies were bugging him and setting up trap for him to try to entrap him. Flynn was a victim of that. I've never trusted Trump since because of that whole thing about him lying to the vice president. That was a sham. And to this day, I think I'm hoping Trump dumps Pence before the election and gets another vice president, preferably Rand Paul. But the thing I wanted to talk about today is Facebook hired that obnoxious Jewish lady from Stanford that was at the Ukraine impeachment. Her name is Pamela Karlan. She's going to be like in charge of Facebook's censorship efforts. Isn't that great? And I've heard a lot of people. It just seems like Jews seem to make great censors. You know, they put themselves in those positions to control the narrative. Always like, no offense to any Jewish people, but you have to admit it. And I heard people talk about China and how they think this orchestration of hostilities of propaganda about disliking China is because of the Jews. But you know, China has a big Jewish issue. There's a lot of Jewish power in China. Now, you know, you have to realize the Jews are a split group. You have international socialist communist type Jews. And you have nationalist Jews. And the international socialist communist Jews, they're all over China. They've been part of the ruling group in China for years. Daryl Bradford Smith had a great video about that years ago, and William Pierce had wrote about it. It's just like in South Africa when they overthrew the Dutch apartheid regime of the Afrikaans and the English, the whites. It was Joe Slovo and a bunch of Jews behind the blacks when they took over, Nelson Mandela. So it's always, you know, when I hear this, China and how the Jews don't look, how the Jews were selling and the Israelis were selling the Chinese all kinds of our technological devices and helping them launch satellites with American technology. Bernie Schwartz was involved in all that. So, you know, I'm not trying to make a tirade against Jews. I'm just trying to say that this is a big problem as far as, you know, what's going on in China. That people think that, you know, the Jews don't like China getting all this world power. Let me tell you, the Jews are a big problem. They're very big behind the throne of the Chinese. You know, they're using
Joe,
Chinese. Yeah.
Joe, I got to put you on hold. Don't hang up. I'm going to come right back to you after these words from our sponsors. We'll be right back.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company, and it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks?
When pigs fly!
The new EaseOff Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The EaseOff lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive! Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the EaseOff? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my EaseOff?
Go to EaseOff.com, EazeOff.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. EaseOff LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Some have maxed out all their credit cards. Some are working two jobs and living in cars. Minimum wage won't pay for a roof, won't pay for a drink. If you gotta have proof, distract yourself, Mr. CEO. See how far 5:15 an hour will go. Take a part-time job at one of your stores. I bet you can't make it here anymore.
Welcome back to our show here, and a reminder that Republic Broadcasting is still in the middle of a fundraiser. We need your help to keep on doing what we're doing here. The postal address where you can send a check, money order, or if you prefer anonymity cash, is Republic Broadcasting Network, 2251 Double Creek Drive, number 302, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. The phone number where you can make a credit or debit card donation is 800-724-2719, extension 3. The network thanks you. All right, so we're getting back here to Joe in Houston. And Joe, if you could just sort of pick up where you left off.
Well, like I said, people don't understand. They you can see in America how the Jews have so much control, and you think, oh, China, it's all the Han Chinese. Well, the Jews have had a lot of control in China since the Sasson family in Hong Kong. I mean, they're one of the richest families in the world, and they basically own the opium trade and the banking trade in Hong Kong. And that just didn't go away. They've intermarried with Chinese people, like Mark Zuckerberg, and who's the head of Fox. Tons of these really rich, elite Jewish people are basically moving shop. I grew up with a kid, and he, I guess because his father was connected in business, he got the word that China was going to be the place to be for the future, and he set up shop in Hong Kong, and he's a multimillionaire now, and he's married to a Chinese. And it's so there's a lot of, like, when I hear this, that the Israelis or the Zionists don't like China, they're threatened by their power. No, they're not. They helped expedite it. Like, Kissinger was part of it. They pushed these bills about giving them most favorable trading status. Them and their bankers really developed China. China's a power now because of a lot of reason, but because of the Jewish influences and Jewish political power helping to shift the industry over to China. I mean, they were making money hand over fist doing it. So, I think what we're seeing here is kind of people are taking their sides. I mean, you have the internationalist Jews with finance capital, the deep state connected ones, against more of a nationalist, American populist. And I think that this coronavirus is part of that war. It's a soft war yet. It has, and basically, I think the deep state, working with the Chinese, wanted to destroy the Trump presidency at all costs. And what better way than to destroy our economy? And that's what it appears that they've done. Now, I'm not saying, I think there's a lot of good, righteous Jews that are on our side, the nationalist side and the populist side. And so, I see it, and I'm hoping that we come out on top, because this is a battle, this is a life and death battle for this country of where we're going to go. I mean, are we going to let the intelligence agencies run our country, the FBI, corruption and FBI? And, it's very interesting times to live in. And real quick, I'd like to say about Michael Flynn, this whole thing with the Covington Law Firm is really heating up and getting interesting. I found out that Michael Chertoff, you remember him?
I remember him.
He was up to his eyeballs in 9/11, covering up the evidence, and the director of Homeland Security, made a fortune with the things, the radio scanners at the airport, after the fake Sioux bombing. I mean, his guy, and I think he's like a dual citizen. His parents were part of the founding of Israel. You want to talk about a dirty guy. Guys like Michael Chertoff, they're the type that do sell us out to the Chinese. They'll work to destroy America. He's not a good person at all. I'm sure he hates Trump because, they helped railroad Flynn, and to get rid of Flynn was to go after Trump. And they threatened his son, and then not only that, but to me, that the fact that his lawyers were colluding with the prosecuting, the dirty cop prosecutors, that's really where the money is, Mr. Flynn. I hope you get every penny from Mr. Chertoff and Eric Holder, and I'm sure there's a ton more of these ex-government deep state operatives, many of them Zionists. So let's see justice. And Trump, Mr. Trump, as president, if you don't go after these people, this country is destroyed. You have to win this fight. This is a fight right now. You have to destroy these deep state bastards. You have to put them all in jail. If they don't go to jail, then this country's finished. I'll leave it at that, Michael. Thank you.
Well, I agree with you absolutely that this country is in serious, serious trouble, mostly because of the extreme corruption that has crept into our government. And yes, government is always corrupt to an extent, and maybe it's just because we're studying it a little bit more closely. But to me, it just feels like the corruption has become the dominant influence in politics, and with things like the Clinton Foundation, the massive election fraud, which Trump failed to deal with decisively, and I think that may cost him come November. So thank you very much for the phone call. We're going to let you go. We've got other callers waiting on the line, but I'm going to leave them until after this next commercial break, which is almost upon us. But it does feel like the United States is very much in decline, and maybe that is a good thing. So we're going to take a break for some commercials, back with more phone calls after these few words from our sponsors.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. It really does work like the review says it does. I cannot believe that after the first few days, I didn't feel as sluggish or clogged up. It has had a profound impact on my physical, emotional well-being. I'm skeptical as most people about products and their claims, and I never write reviews, but this is a wonderful product and I recommend it to everyone. Great product. It has brought my blood pressure from the mid-150s over the 80s to the mid-130s over mid-80s. Along with diet and exercise in just the past couple of months. Excellent. Thank you, David. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Did you know that you can be tracked and traced when you're online? With identity theft and cybercrimes on the rise, your passwords, your identity, and even your physical location can be revealed to complete strangers. Would you like to surf the internet anonymously and not have to worry about these threats? Well, now you can by visiting patriotinternet.com. For about $2 per month, patriotinternet.com will conceal your IP address and your physical location, allowing you to browse the web, send emails, and instant message anonymously. Patriotinternet.com will bypass filters, block sites, and keyword blocking. You can also bypass logging by your router and your ISP. With PatriotInternet.com, there is no software to install and uses 128-bit encryption for your protection. When using wireless hotspots, PatriotInternet.com shields your information from identity thieves and is compatible with Windows, Mac, and Linux. Protect your identity and your freedom with anonymous internet access from PatriotInternet.com. Visit PatriotInternet.com today.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
What this country is coming to, I sure would like to know. If they don't do something, by and by, the rich will live and the poor will die. Doggone, I mean the panic is on. Can't get no wage, can't draw no pay. Unemployment getting worse so every day.
Welcome back to our show here, and breaking news here, Shelley Luther, the owner of that Texas salon, has been released from jail and obviously overjoyed at that development. The phone lines are loaded up right now, so let's take some phone calls, starting with Robert in Illinois. Hello, Robert. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Mike. Yeah, that's Shelley Luther. She was released a few hours ago, and, the governor, he could have had that judge in handcuffs and removed from the bench 5 minutes after he pulled his stunt on Shelley Luther. Everything that they did over there is just not what this country and the Constitution is supposed to be about, you know what I mean?
Yes.
So garbage. When you speak of Covington and Burling, you got to know Scott Bennett's out there, and he wrote the book Shell Games, and it's not just a book, it's an actual document that he handed to Congress, and it spells out, because over at Covington and Burling, who his boss over there was Doug Zackheim. And basically, they had all the Swiss bank accounts and so on and so forth that they were laundering money through that helped fund part of September 11th. It's all September 11th connected. It's real nefarious stuff. So that Covington Berlin, the fact that Flynn had them as lawyers, they were throwing him under the bus. Okay, they were throwing a game. So when he got Sidney Powell, that's when everything changed. Okay, and that, you know, how he got with Sidney Powell, Scott Bennett met with Sidney Powell. And remember when John B. Wells had that thing last year, Operation Something or Another, where everyone gathered and were talking, whatever. Well, Sidney Powell was there, General Flynn was there. Bennett talked to Powell, Bennett talked to Flynn, and next thing you know, they got together, Powell and Flynn, and things started moving forward. And Powell, she wrote the book License to Lie, among others, and she really pounded this through. If it wasn't for her, you know, the truth would have never came out, even though we knew the truth from the beginning. And Trump never pardoned him. And anybody that ever asked, why does he pardon him? We didn't want him to pardon him. Look, the truth was out there. It was going to come out. And for Trump to pardon it, none of this stuff would have ever came out the way it has. It's worked the way it's worked, and it's all the best interest. Flynn never needed a pardon because he never committed a crime. And somewhat the same case as Roger Stone. Roger Stone's been, you know, rigged jury, you know, garbage, pretty much a process crime he's under too, which no one's really ever gone to jail for that, but he's in the same boat. Your caller also mentioned Admiral Rogers. Well, Admiral Rogers, yeah, he did a good thing, but Admiral Rogers realized he better do something. Trump has been elected. He better say something now. Admiral Rogers knew what they were doing. Sorry about that. Admiral Rogers knew what they were doing sooner, but he didn't say anything. It wasn't until Trump was actually elected that he better go and tell the new president-elect what was going on. So Admiral Rogers, yes, did a good thing, but he did it, you know, because his butt was on the line. You know what I mean?
Yes.
The one of your callers, and this is why I did call in, is because this whole ball got rolling. It took the linchpin of Pence to say, to pull this bogus thing that Flynn lied. Flynn didn't lie to Vice President Pence. He was asked, oh, what happened in the conversation? The only thing it's technically a lie, was a lie of omission. He didn't tell him the full conversation, because you know who he was talking to. He was talking to Ambassador Kislyak from Russia, who I do believe is one of those many ambassadors from Russia that got assassinated. Am I wrong?
I don't recall.
Well, I think it's Kislyak later was assassinated along with 13 or more ambassadors from Russia, coincidentally. So then that's their conversation. They were actually comparing notes of things that they wanted to get accomplished in the future. And some of those notes actually had, according to Steve Pachenik, you know, Steve Pachenik's CIA psychologist, the whole thing, according to Steve Pachenik, one of Mike Pence's best friends out of the state of Indiana when he was governor was on that list. And this list is nefarious. And that's the thing that got admitted that nobody ever talks about. They never talk about Pence throwing him under the bus to get the whole thing rolling. And they never talk about that list, because the only person that's ever talked about it was Steve Pachenik. And good luck trying to find that conversation. I can't find it anymore. But, do I have you stunned, Mike?
Yes. You're quite knowledgeable on this.
Well, I try. I got to keep informed. You know, one of your callers just said earlier, hey, ask your other friends out there that keep saying, wear the mask. Go look up some, like, legit stuff. Look around. The masks don't really protect us. Remember when Cody Snodgrass was going around the circuit, talking about depleted uranium and Gulf War syndrome, amongst other things? Remember that?
Yeah, I remember that.
Okay, one of the things that was happening with Gulf War, how they got the Gulf War syndrome, because remember when they were shooting up the depleted uranium, that it would actually, when it exploded, it actually turned into a whole nother molecular level. Well, the masks they were wearing, like, filtered out like 8 particles per million. But yet these particulates that the uranium was doing was like 4. So it went right through, you know, was going right through the masks. Same thing with anything that's going on around us. What these masks are actually doing, they're actually hurting us, because we're breathing in our own carbon monoxide in and out.
Carbon dioxide.
We're going to wear a mask. Huh?
Carbon dioxide.
Yeah, I apologize. Thank you. But that's the whole deal, you know? I mean, we're actually hurting ourselves. So if you did have an underlying condition, if you had respiratory problems, if you had previous strokes and whatever, you're decreasing your oxygen. And if you had any type of viral inside of you, you are actually incubating and actually increasing it. Because let's say this, and I got to find it. I don't know how to find this, is the American Medical Association, the document of all documents, the people of all people, they say that the general public, especially healthy people, should not be wearing masks. It's in their scripture. And that's what they state. Now, if you do have something, like you're coughing, you're sneezing, and whatever, okay, and you're going to go out, wear a mask, you're protecting others from your cough and whatever, and so on. But somebody that's totally asymptomatic or healthy or what, they do not need to be wearing masks. And if you are that sick, maybe you should be staying home and getting well. You know, I remember, you know, whole the conversation is we don't quarantine the healthy.
Yes. We're not supposed to, but we are.
Oh, dude, you know, if you'd ever answer an email, what I need to know is how to best, and I'm not going to take your answer here, is how to best search your website for articles. Because anytime I'm like, oh, Mike said this story, and I remember it, you know, and I got to scroll through everything because I cannot get your search to pull up what I want. You know what I mean? I can't get the specificity. You told me once before on air or something, but you're going to have to do it again. I'll take that offline.
Well, no, I'm going to mention it now because it's something everybody needs. The search function got broken with the PHP upgrade, and at this point, I'm looking at basically rebuilding the site from scratch and having a whole new mobile-friendly site, which is going to take a lot of time and a lot of work and more than a little money. And we're going to be changing ISPs as well because my current one, their service and support has gone way, way downhill. So we're looking at a whole new What Really Happened website somewhere down the road, hopefully by, you know, within a couple of months.
All right, very good. Take care.
All right, thanks an awful lot. We're going to switch over to Andy in Texas. Hello, Andy. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind? Andy, are you there? Okay, I think we lost Andy, so let's go to Tom in Florida. Hello, Tom. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind? Okay.
I can hear you now.
Hello? Okay, Tom?
Yeah, Mike, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you now. You're on the air. What's on your mind?
Yeah, good day to you, Michael. Aloha. The last two callers were excellent. Joe is really right on the money. And so Joe is right on the money, so is the other guy. I just got to say what they're doing to Flynn. I hope Flynn ends up with millions of dollars with this. But, yeah, you know, Michael, what's been on my mind is, I bet you the Democrats are going nuts in New Jersey right now about Christie getting freed by the Supreme Court. And
yes.
I guarantee it's growling like crazy over there in Jersey. But what's on my mind, Michael, it's really got me going. I've been talking a few days. I've been under the weather a little bit, taking care of stuff. What I want to talk about is how they really did try to railroad Trump with Flynn. And the guy was talking about Roger Stone here in Florida when they came with the SWAT team at night. You have an NBC journalist saying that they don't care if Joe Biden did rape that woman. Everybody should still vote for Biden over Trump. That's what the Democratic mindset is, Michael. It's disgusting and disgraceful. There are a bunch of Bolshevik traitors. And what I want Joe to understand is this. How does 3% of these Jews that are in this country control so much wealth and they're getting elected senators and congressmen and these stupid Anglos, Christians are voting for these people that ain't representing them. These Jews are not representing their ideology, their religious beliefs and all that. Look at the stuff they're promoting, but they still have a way to manipulate the media to have you vote for a guy like Bernie Sanders in Vermont when 94% of the people I found out in Vermont are Christian. Something's going on here, Michael, and it's not right. And I will say this about Trump. He needs to stop listening to his imbecile son-in-law, Chris Kirchner. I mean, Ivanka, they need to stop listening. Trump needs to say, hey, back up, take my daughter, take off with this guy. Leave me alone. Let me run the government. You're not running this government no more. We're not going to be run out of Israel. We're going to be run by a Christian ideology in the United States, which is the majority. Of course, they're trying to turn it into minority with all these people are bringing in this country illegally. Like I keep telling your show, this illegal immigration is the reason they're going after Trump so hard and the Supreme Court. You got Luce Gator Ginsburg, that schmuck, who's ready to croak, and she's 87 years old, and she don't want to give up her seat, Michael. You hear me?
Yeah, she's apparently in a hospital bed right now.
Yeah, she's 87 years old. I mean, they should have a term limit on these Supreme Court justices. Once you hit 80 years old, that's it. You get out. We're going to bring some fresh meat in there. This is insanity. And, you know that guy, Joe, is like, he's talking about China, man, and the Jews. It's so true what he's saying. It's just mind-boggling that the masses of this country are not waking up because they're being like sheeple. And the only time now they're actually, millions of people are actually watching the news because they didn't have these jobs because a lot of 30 million are out of work. Well, you're going to see a big shift now because a lot of people are going to start, like, they're going to start picking out these medias for what the fake news that they are, the criminal hypocrisy of these media networks, okay? And, you know, I got to tell you, Michael, the whole thing has been a cabal. It's a giant cabal, man. You know, it's a big-time cabal run by a bunch of schmucks and putzes that people are buying into this nonsense. And come election time, we cannot allow an imbecile like Biden, who's got the brain of a 98-year-old man, to be the president of the United States, because there will be a minority, more likely, that he picks will be running the show, and they're going to be ultra left. Look at this Donna Brazile. You talk about a real racist. She's on Fox News. They hired her on Fox News, and that woman's so racist toward white people. It's disgusting. She's a big-time racist, Donna Brazile. And then you got the schmuck down here in Florida, Matt Sludge. He's a big-time homosexual. Who's he's wishy-washy. One day he's for Trump, and the next week he's against Trump. This guy, you talk about a hypocrisy of the media and imbeciles who are running our government. It's unbelievable. You got Rothstein with the FBI. The FBI needs to be totally revamped. I think Trump should definitely get rid of that Christopher Wray and just sweep the whole FBI out and bring them all in. You know, Michael, I'm really not excellent at predicting. I predict 99.99% of everything I say that comes through. I told you last week that Flynn was going to be exonerated. He's going to get millions and millions of dollars. I wouldn't be surprised if Michael Flynn's in Trump's cabinet in the next term. I really believe that's what's
going
to happen.
Trump has already indicated he wants to bring him back into the White House.
Well, that was wonderful news, and I hope he does. And like Joe said, Trump needs a clean house. All these schmucks, these putzes that are in our government, they need to be wiped out. They're sent to Israel. Go back to Israel or whatever. And I tell you, you know, you never hear, one thing you don't hear about is this Debbie Blabbermouth Schultz, the schmucka, the swatza, whatever you want to call her. You know, Michael, when I went to a Trump rally, you know what she did? She was out there with 14, 13-year-old girls holding signs that said F-U-C-K, the President of the United States, Michael. Could you imagine if that was Republicans doing at a Democratic convention? They would have it played 24 hours a day, 365 days for the year. That white girls are holding signs off talking nonsense about Joe Biden. Can you, if a bunch of girls were holding signs talking about Joe Biden at a convention, can you imagine what the media do? How they turn on those kids? They wouldn't care if they're 10 years old. But since they were Trump, since it was a Trump rally and these girls were for the Democratic Party, they didn't do a darn thing to those girls. They should have took their parents and had them arrested for using the vulgar, foul language that they were using on those signs. I told one young lady, I said, honey, who's telling you write this? And she's telling me, don't you worry about it. I'm a senior citizen, and she's going to talk to me like that, a young, fresh punk? Nonsense, Michael. That's what this whole thing is about, nonsense. It's like I said, if it makes sense, it's nonsense. If it's nonsense, it makes sense to these Democrats. They're a bunch of Bolsheviks. Let's get to the real truth about these people. They're Bolsheviks. They want to take this country down to its knees. And like Joe said, they're interracial. When it comes to money, they can smell the money, man. And you know what? You got a guy like Bernie Sanders who's living in Vermont. 3% of these Jews are in that state, or 4%, 5%. Well, take 12% Jews in Vermont. But they're getting a guy like him elected as a senator and all these other schmucks. I always thought the majority rules, Michael. Isn't that the whole adage? The majority's supposed to rule?
Well, that's supposed to be how it works.
Well, that's how it's supposed to work. But you know what? When it comes to the schmucks, it's about he who has that gold makes the rules, Michael.
Yes.
And they sure show that a lot, especially with the media criminal creeps that they have in our government. So, you know, let's just see what happens. This is going to be a big explosion when the Durham report comes out. That's going to shake the core of this country, I believe. And, you know, Michael, one more thing, I'll let you go. I know you got other callers. The Supreme Court, we cannot allow that imbecile Biden to be president, number one. A lot of your callers, oh, hey, hate Trump. Well, you people that call in hate Trump, do you want to go to a guy like Joe Biden? You want illegal immigration to run rampant at 50 million or plus? Would have been Hillary Clinton or Joe Biden or any imbecile Democrat? Please, people, finally we have our air clean for a change. You know what? I think the coronas have done a lot of good in some ways for our environment. All these environmentalists are going nuts how clean the air is. Well, you know what? That's a good thing. And, Michael, one more thing. These masks that everybody are wearing, like he said, where are all these masks when they put them in their house, laying them in the house with all the germs on them? Are they burning them in an incinerator or throwing them in a fire pit? These masks that these people lay on the counters have germs all over them. So they're affecting the whole household, the dogs, everybody's getting infected now. So these masks are nonsense. Think about who's taking their mask. Is a couple of your callers taking their mask and burning them after they use them for today?
Well, you're supposed to sanitize them with hydrogen peroxide. Anyway, listen, Tom, I got to let you go. We got to take a commercial break. I'm going to try and fit as many phone calls in as possible when we come on back, but I may not be able to get to all of them. So we'll be right back.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. This product is superb. I have been taking it for about a year now, and I can feel my cardiovascular system run like a Swiss watch. I definitely recommend this product for anyone that has high cholesterol, high blood pressure, and heart palpitations, A+. It's potent, but it works. I have been waking up for the past 3 years with numb hands, and a week into using Extendivite, my numb hands seem to have cleared up. My circulation was off, and now it's back on track. So I'm happy. I feel so energized, and I have my husband on it now. My mother-in-law has cholesterol problems, so I bought her a bottle as well. Thank you so much. Love the product. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
The Republic Broadcasting Network, late night premiere show of Red Pill Hardcore, is hosted by activists that want to hear from you, the listeners, so that you can get involved in the activism. Please call in at 800-313-9443 at 10 p.m. to enter the discussion. To book yourself as a guest, call our studio at 202-657-5715 or contact RBN staff. Remember, keep it real and take the Red Pill.
Is the Second Amendment your line in the sand? Is the United States Constitution important to you? Are you worried about gun confiscation? You need to join us for free at gunconfiscation.com. At gunconfiscation.com, you will meet like-minded patriots, get the latest Second Amendment news, and find anything you need to prepare for gun confiscation. Visit gunconfiscation.com today. That's gunconfiscation.com. Which side are you on?
The money, honey, we got the bombs, we'll plant them anywhere you like and blow up in L1, whip this world into a frenzy, killing babies, dads, and moms. If you got the money, honey, we got the bombs. If you got the money, well, we won't say we did. The towers in New York.
And welcome back to our show here. We're going to try and get through some calls here in this last segment. Joe in California, what's up on your mind today?
Sitting here
Joe in California.
And I was just going to let you know what the outbreak of coronavirus is here. It's about 1,400 people in the whole county of San Diego.
Okay.
And where I live, there's only El Cajon, there's only about 114 cases.
Well, that sounds
and
like
there are a lot of people. Yeah, it's not as bad. And Governor Gavin Newsom is going to start reopening California this next Monday.
Okay,
yeah, go ahead.
No, I was going to say, you go ahead.
Yeah, so the restaurants, all the takeouts are open. I can't wait until the Gold Crow reopens, because that's where I like to go eat.
All right, well, thank you for the phone call. We're going to switch over to Andy in Texas. Hello, Andy, what's on your mind? Andy in Texas, are you there? All right, let's go to Chris in Clearwater. Chris, hello. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
I suspect.
Okay.
Do you read me?
Chris, are you there?
I hear you now.
Okay, all right. Yes, what's on your mind?
Well, if you're healthy, without going near anyone suspected of being immunocompromised, get out there and share your heroic immune system's immune response in building herd immunity against any and all pathogens. Don't be selfish. Do your part. That's the message, first off. But on Shelley Luther, who's released on habeas corpus, fortunately, her attorney's handling that. I must say that there are more of us who are joining our persuasion, albeit gradual. And there's a study that's encouraging from Business Insider, conducted April 28th and 29th of 1,099 respondents. Half of respondents said they strongly support the government enforcing social distancing measures for at least two more weeks. And another 25.48% of respondents said they too would support the measures, but they're not as strong in their conviction. About 14% of respondents had no opinion, while just 11% were against continuing social distancing measures, 6% saying they oppose them, and 4% saying they strongly oppose them. Now, because it takes just one juror to hang a jury, we have more than enough representation for prospective juries to nullify such bad pseudo-law as the unconstitutional emergency orders are disguised. Everyone charged with violating an emergency order should demand trial by jury. Meanwhile, I'll have to continue when I'll call back tomorrow on jury rights.
All right.
But, go to KU4 Jury Association, votefija.org for more information.
All right. Thanks an awful lot. It's the end of our program. Stay tuned for John Stadmiller. I'm sure he's got lots of interesting things to share with you. Please spread the word of RBN. Spread the word of whatreallyhappened.com. Please donate. We need your help to keep doing what we're doing here. We'll be back tomorrow. Aloha, America.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at libertystickers.com. Again, that's libertystickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.